Hi, and welcome to the Sheep Show podcast, dedicated to all things ovine. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jill Noble from Holston Valley Farm and Sheep Stud, and your host. This is your podcast to learn more, know more, and achieve more when it comes to shepherding. Come with me as we explore the amazing world of sheep and sheep farming together.
So recently I moved my ewes onto a lovely, fresh paddock full of grass and clover and a great diversity of pasture. Why? Well, because in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be joining. And this is the trick with joining ewes. In this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about joining ewes. And in particular, as well as joining just ewes, we're going to talk about maiden ewes as well. And what are some of the differences and some of the constant conversations I find myself having with customers on this particular topic. So let's look at ewes generally. We want our ewes, our sort of core flock, before they meet their ram, then their little boyfriend, we want them to be on a rising plane of nutrition, which means that the nutrition in the food that they're actually getting is increasing, it's steadily improving. And we want to do this 2 weeks before they actually meet the ram. We want them to have a sort of a stimulation. Sometimes this is called flushing the ewe. So really encouraging her body to be in top condition and then encouraging her to just drop a lot of eggs and ovulate and over-ovulate. And basically what we're trying to do is sort of stimulate the potential fecundity in that particular ewe. And fecundity is about how prolific that ewe actually is in terms of her ability to breed. Can she duplicate herself, triplicate herself in a short amount of time? So really we're looking at twins and triplets, and that's what we call about fecundity. That's exactly what fecundity is. So this is very much trying to trigger that genetic potential that you actually has. Now, to do that, we sort of manipulate the environment, which is the fresh pasture, which is the nice, juicy, nutritious grass that particular you could actually have. And that would improve her ability to ovulate. And therefore, if she's got the potential, the genetic potential to reproduce herself, we're giving the correct environmental conditions for that actually to happen. So that is one of the biggest things that can make a difference in our ability to, I suppose, maximize the potential from our lambing each year. Now, I know a lot of people think that the ram makes a difference, and you know, let's not for 1 minute think he's not important. He is, and we want to get his health great as well. But actually with him, that happened weeks ago because the sperm he's going to use, he's already produced. He produces about 6 weeks before he's going to use it. So we talked about rams a couple of months ago, and that's where we need to think about it. Of course, we still need to have him in top shape, particularly things like his feet and his shoulders and those sorts of things. But in terms of what's going on inside him from a nutrition point of view, we want to make sure that that's done ages before we actually are thinking about joining. But what you could do is you can use the ram effect. Now, the ram effect only works when no ram has been in sight or smell of the ewes for about 6 weeks beforehand. Now, when we're not talking about sight or smell, we're talking about a kilometer away. So this is actually not very possible on a lot of land that we might be farming in Australia. Of course, some thousands of acres it might be, but a lot of properties, this is just not possible. So we might just sort of park the ram effect, but it's a possible thing for us to sort of play with. I played with it last year, having a ram in a paddock right next door to my ewes about 2 weeks or so before I joined. Didn't make any difference. Yeah, I had a very tight ewe lambing cycle, but they all lambed in their second cycle. And I'll explain what I mean by that in just a few minutes. What are the other things we can do to make sure our ewes are in the best possible place before joining is to make sure that they are healthy, that have got a good amount of fat coverage, they've got a good amount of muscle. And this is where it comes down to our condition scoring. So getting your hands on your ewes and assessing them and then determining if you have your ewes in a condition scored 3 to 3.5. Now, very much depends on your conditions in your environment. What, you know, if they're going to be on exposed hills and various inclement weather conditions, then you want to have them extra fat. But, you know, when I say extra fat, I don't mean over fat. I mean 3.5 condition score. So, you know, really good condition score. But we don't want them over fat either, and that can cause lots of different problems. And if it's kind of coming into that stage, so if you are approaching lambing yourself, which I know a lot of people, I was talking to my nephew recently, and they were just talking about lambing in March and April. So if you're approaching lambing, then go and have a listen to Brett's podcast. Brett Davis, who did a podcast with me on dystocia and lambing difficulties and all of those things. So you might be at that stage. Make sure you have a listen to the previous podcast that that Brett did with me before I was lambing last year. And there's a lot of things there that I was so glad I had a chat with Brett about to help me prepare. What you could also do is use a teaser or a vasectomy ram. And this is where, if you're going to use one of those, you can put him in about 2 weeks before. So you could try that as well. And that can again stimulate them. Because with the ewe cycle, what you have is when we're talking about sort of mature ewes here, I'm going to talk about younger ewes in a second, but mature ewes cycle every 17 or so days. So when they start cycling, they often have a bit of a, you know, an initial or a false cycle at the beginning when that ram comes in. So that's what I find. I put my ram in with my ewes, and then 5 months and 17 days is when I'm going to expect lambs. Yeah, I might get a few in 5 months, but most of them that I find are in 5 months, 17 days. And because I'm breeding a seasonal breeding sheep, you know, these are typically your British breeds rather than perhaps composite breeds or African breeds or merino sheep. You know, those are the ones that cycle all year round, so it's a little bit less seasonal. When you're breeding your seasonal sheep, then you're wanting them to make sure, ideally, cycle all together and cycle in a mob. And that just helps, particularly helping you with growth, helping you with your management of your lambs and all of those things. So you want to try and get that sort of tight lambing. And anything that you can do perhaps to get some early lambs, we often do get some early lambs, can obviously help you, particularly if you're trying to aim for, you know, a show calendar or a particular market or whatever it might be. So a few things to think about there, things you can do, but definitely things that are very important to help your ewe get them in as good a condition as possible. Other things to think about would be, what is the percentage that you're going to have, the ratio of ewes to rams, and what sort of rams? So typically one ram for every 50 ewes, unless he's a very young ram. So, you know, most rams, because they're a younger ram might not be producing as much sperm because literally their scrotum isn't the same size as a mature ram. When I say mature ram, I'm talking, you know, 16 months, 18 months and over. So you want to perhaps double that up. So you might have one young ram for every 30 ewes. And that is your mature ewe flock. So what happens? How do we pivot all of that when it comes to potentially using younger ewes in your flock, potentially, if you're contemplating that? Now, when I say contemplating that, I mean that this is something you really need to think about. It's not for the faint-hearted, and it's definitely not for the newbie, okay? So if you're new, my recommendation, if you can remember my brother's recommendation, is always go for the ewe who's been there and done that. And that's what you really want. You want to get her knowing what to do and her teaching you rather than you learning the hard way. So if you remember what Andrew says, you know, buy your cast for age ewes, particularly if you're new or if lambing is a new thing for you, because they are going to really serve you well. But seeing as we've had such a really good season in Australia, and you might have had two, depending on where you are, you might be contemplating joining maiden ewes. Now, maiden ewes, first-time lambers, we're typically talking about ewes that were born, for us anyway, that would be sort of July, August last year. Okay, so they're about 9 months old. Now, things to think about would be if you're going to contemplate this. I don't do it. I leave mine grow out. But I'm going to tell you just a few little things to help you think about it if it's something you are contemplating. Hopefully, if you are contemplating this, you're actually well ahead on some of these things that we're going to sort of talk about and going to explore. I saw someone say something recently on Facebook about this, and they said, yeah, absolutely, join your maiden ewes if you want to ruin them. I just thought, ruin their potential. That's really, really quite interesting. So things you need to consider if you are going to join maiden ewes in their first year. What is the breed that you're breeding with? Some breeds will reach puberty earlier than others. Yeah, some breeds, perhaps crossbred sheep, some certain breeds will grow faster, reach puberty quicker than others. But there are huge differences between breeds and ages and weights as well. So this is where you got to understand, what is your breed standard weight for your animal that you are breeding? And can you find that out? Once you find that out, then you are wanting to determine, well, is my ewe, my maiden ewe, how does she compare to that standard breed weight? And you want to get her as close as you possibly can. Yeah, there's a joining weight called critical joining weight. And that critical joining weight for, average breed is around about 45 kilos. But that very much depends on what your breed standard is. Like for example, for merinos, they're much lighter than a mature weight of 80 kilos. So a critical joining weight for a merino might actually be only around 40 kilos. But for some breeds like ours, where the mature weight is 75, 80, 85 kilos, then I would actually want my ewes to be 50, 55 kilos before I would even think about joining them. And that's even in their second year. Now, okay, now we're going into genetics and why are my ewes not growing as fast as they should be, and management as well. So there's those things to consider too. So what type of ewe are you breeding? What sort of breed are you breeding? And then what is your breed standard weight? And have you got as close as you possibly can to that particular breed? Then we start to think about the nutrition. How have you managed that particular ewe lamb over the course of her life? And has she been able to grow her body size, put on muscle, and put on fat as well, so that she can act, and wool potentially if you're breeding a wool sheep, so that she can potentially meet the requirements not only for herself, but also for the needs of that growing lamb? And I say lamb because if you are joining ewes in their first year, you are most likely only going to get a single lamb. So again, you need to manage your expectations around that as well. Even if you do this, you're probably going to be lucky if you get 60% joining. So again, you've got to manage your expectations about how many ewes are going to join in that first year as well. This is why it's just such a complicated thing. And if you've got any environmental factors, you know, if you are likely to carry a worm burden given the weather or given your environment, you know, if you are going to bring on other animals onto your property and therefore your feed is going to be restricted, then you're probably better off letting those young ewes just grow out rather than joining them. So you got to think about what's the future going to look like as well. You know, of course, there's lots of benefits, isn't there? There's lots of benefits. That ewe will be much more productive for you much more early on. You know, obviously they will be next time around, they'll most likely have twins. So there's all those other things for us to consider. But just like anything else, there are pros and cons. Yeah, there are pros and cons. And for me, I suppose I see much more cons than pros. And I've experienced that where I've had ewes who, you know, have had a little surprise pregnancy and they've bred late and then they just struggle to get back ready for my next joining. So that's a really regular challenge. You know, are they going to be adequately in an adequate condition and nutrition for the next joining cycle? How is my management? Am I going to manage those younger ewes if I'm going to join them? I mean, that's, again, you've got to really think about that. They're much more likely to have more difficult births. They're much more likely to lamb later because they cycle later. So again, you got to think about that. That you're going to need a higher ram percentage potentially for those particular ewes. You're probably going to need, and I would recommend, an older ram over that younger ewe. So at least someone knows what they're doing. You're going to need to think about the paddocks that you're in. You know, flat, open, small. Several water points so that ram has a chance of catching those ewes, because this is a maiden ewe who has no idea what's going on. And what's she going to do? Well, she's just going to run away from that ram. Whereas an older ewe, they often seek out the ram when they're ovulating. They will seek out the ram and ensure that they get mated in that particular cycle. So again, you can see so many potential challenges that could be in place for us if we're going to breed those younger ewes, and even think about that. Much more higher levels of management, much more things to think about. And yeah, of course, it can provide you with, you know, a self-replacing flock much quicker. It can provide you with a better use of that particular animal on your property. But you've got to be aware of the impact that might have on your flock next year, and also the impact that's going to have on your growth rate of other animals, and the impact that might actually have even on this particular animal themselves as well. Now, the flip side of it is ewes that are mated as lambs can have increased fertility. So, you know, and you know, they can produce, potentially have a very long productive reproductive lifetime as well. So we've got other benefits there. But again, you've got to think, am I set up? Is my management the way it needs to be for me to get those young ewes at that level, at that stage that I actually want? Now, typically in Australia, the most common age for joining of a ewe is 18 months. So 18 months, and she's having her first lamb when she's two, or very close to two. So from that point of view, now again, depending on the breed you've got, they may then produce for much longer, ironically. So I know with our breed, they just keep producing much, much longer if they've had that time to get to an acceptable live weight before joining, if they've had that time to really grow out themselves. It's just a better result for us. So things to think about would be, what breed are you breeding, and what's the nutrition like, and then what's your management plan like, from feet on the ground, from rams available, all those sorts of things potentially. And I would even recommend, you know, joining them separately, joining maiden ewes to your older rams in a separate paddock. So there's no competition. And again, you have a very specific paddock for that particular job, if you like. So lots of things to think about. But it's great to be so excited, isn't it, at this time of the year, because the potential is there. The potential for us to have a really good lambing season. And it's what we do now, what we do at this stage, which makes a huge difference to how successful our lambing season actually is. So thinking about, have I got my ewes to the level I want them to be at, health-wise, nutrition-wise, size-wise, growth-wise, condition score-wise, are they where I would want them to be? And if that's the case, then you can look forward to the pitter-patter of lots of tiny little lamb feet, including perhaps lots of triplets as well, which, again, pros and cons for having triplets. But it's something to think about. On the cycling time, I mentioned that to you. Maiden ewes often cycle for a much shorter time frame, or they're sort of in that sort of estrus, in that heat, if you like, for a much shorter time frame than older ewes, which is why a lot of maiden ewes don't get bred on their first or even their second 17-day cycle. So again, you got to think about that. So if they don't get bred until the third or maybe even fourth 17-day cycle, and to be honest, I wouldn't be recommending you keep your ram in that long. Some people do. But what that's going to mean, it's going to push out that ewe. So she's going to struggle to get back in. And then all of your planning, all of those sort of touch points along the way, your weighing, your marking, your vaccinations, your weaning, it's all going to be a bit out of kilter. And that lamb that was born from that maiden ewe, of course, will likely be smaller and you're going to wean it early. So again, it's likely to have a slower growth rate. So it's not going to necessarily add a huge amount to your bottom line anyway. So it might just be more of a pain. I know I had a ewe that I bought in a bit of a flock in October from another farmer. And that one of those ewes was 10 or 11 ewes, and one of those ewes had a lamb. Surprise, lamb in November. And I've just weaned her. Now, she's a bit of a pain right now because I've got this ewe and she's a bit skinny because she's a young thing. You know, she's only a lamb herself. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking, what am I going to do? Am I going to pump her full of pellets to sort of get her to put a bit more condition on? And at the same time, she's got to dry her udder out and I've got to manage all of that. You know, I don't really wanting her lambing and you know, getting joined. I'm thinking, would I skip her this year? You know, I had another one that got pregnant in a trailer, I think coming back from a show once, and she produced a lovely little lamb for me, lovely little ram lamb, or it was weather lamb. But, you know, I didn't manage her as well as I could. When I put her back out with the flock, she didn't get any special treatment. And, you know, she actually died in the end. So it's a beautiful ewe she was. And had I, again, just managed my trailer a bit better, that wouldn't have happened. Yeah, I wouldn't have had a little weather, but I would have still had that lovely ewe that I really quite liked. And she was in a trailer because she was at a show and she was really quite a spectacular looking ewe. So very, very sad result, very sad outcome. So something that, again, as a ewe manager, as managing that animal, we've got to look at ourselves first and foremost and think, am I doing the right thing? Am I allowing this animal to get the results that I want them to get? Or am I actually making things worse here? You know, am I upsetting things and therefore not allowing that particular animal to express their genetic potential and produce what I want them to produce? So I hope wherever you are that you're thinking about joining, looking forward to joining. And I hope this has given you a few things to think about to maximize the return that you get when you join your ewes. Happy joining.
You've been listening to the Sheep Show podcast with Jill Noble from Holston Valley Farm. Do you know someone who could benefit from the Sheep Show podcast? Please take a moment to share this and our other episodes via your podcast app, email, or your social media channels. Each share helps us reach listeners just like you who can benefit from our content. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, sheep well.